Hey, bro.
What's going on?
All right. Can you tell us a little more about your event that you're having. This is your second one. And just
this is the second one. Yeah, second annual one. So, yeah, Texans T-Bones event. I'm having it for my foundation, Brian Cushing Foundation, benefiting local military in the area. You know, like I said, it's the second year and just something we plan to build upon more and more. It'll be October 17th, Monday.
And you talked about this before, but if you could just tell everyone again why this is a particularly passionate cause for you.
Yeah, you know, it's something that's kind of been in my family for a while. My grandfather's in the military, my uncle's in the military, my father served in Vietnam, something I've been very familiar and close to growing up. And, you know, when it was time really for me to decide on a foundation, it was kind of a no-brainer for me.
Can you just talk about the response you get when you have these events and these veterans know that you care about them?
Yeah.
What kind of response do you get, and how does that make you feel?
You know, obviously a really good one. They're all very happy to come to the event, and obviously for the bigger picture, the cause, and, you know, really what all the money is going towards and the purpose. So, you know, they're really happy to come to the event, but on a bigger scale, what we're getting done in the community, visiting the VAs and other things that we've been doing, obviously they really appreciate it.
Have you gotten feedback on how maybe – people's have gotten the support and the help, how that's kind of changed their lives a little bit?
Yeah. Well, I think the biggest thing that we've really done is this year we're really opening up a corner in the VA. So, you know, I know a lot of people that I've talked to have been there for 10 plus years, you know, and any kind of support and care and better care that they can get, they really appreciate everything. You know, I know the two times we've gone there just talking to them, you know, they're just thrilled anytime an athlete comes by or anyone really looking to support them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean it's a special time, and in this off season I was able to, you know, serve on the USO tour and go over to overseas. I was in Kuwait and Germany, and you know, just to talk to the active military was incredible, and just, you know, see their kind of mind, their perspective right now, and where they're at mentally. Just knowing that really they're the next guys called up if they have to go anywhere into Iraq or anywhere like that. So just to be there, kind of on the, you know, in their camps, and they're one step away from the front line. Just to talk to them mentally and see how strong and tough they are. You know, it's obviously a blessing and very cool, something cool for me.
I've got two sons in the military. Is that the clarification that's happened with the Colin Kaepernick demonstrations? And initially, it looked like it was against the military, and how welcome is it, that clarification? Like, you've got some teammates who are concerned about racial issues, but they've separated from the military. And how important was that to clarification to be made?
Yeah, well, I think, like you said, when it first came out, it kind of was very abrupt, and no one really understood what the whole cause was about it and why Colin was doing what he was doing. I'm not really going to get into the whole thing, but, I mean, just I think he's clarified himself and separated really what his main cause was, and it wasn't anything against the flag or the military or anything like that. And I think, you know, that's been pretty cleared up. But, you know, as far as the other stuff, I think there's a lot of things still being discussed and separated and really trying to understand the frustrations of everyone right now.
A lot of times people discuss football against battles or war.
Do
you talk to these guys,
reinforce
it, it's just a game?
Right. Well, I still wouldn't say it's just a game. You know, if it was just a game, nobody would get hurt and we'd all be hugging at the end of it. So, I mean, it's a little bit more than that, but it's definitely not a battle or a war. So I think there's definitely a main difference between the two of them. And I think it's important to keep that separation, understand what they're doing is obviously a lot more important than what we do. You know, Amy and I talked in the off season. It was kind of an offer that was presented to me. Something I've wanted to do for a couple of years now. And then once I was finally officially asked, I mean, I got back right to her and was like, absolutely. So, I mean, the dates didn't matter. Where we went didn't matter. It was something that I felt really passionately about and wanted to get out there and just, you know, express how I felt about it. Yeah. James is a good player. James is a good player, and he's been asked to do something a little differently this year, and I think he's done a good job. I think he's been very accepting towards the role. kind of stepped in right within, like, I guess, like 3 days of practice and was able to play in the game. So he's done a great job. He's done a great job. He stayed healthy and obviously been very disruptive. So the more we can get out of him, the only better we're going to be as a football team.
What do you see from Sam that impresses you?
Obviously a ton of potential and a guy that can make any throw on the field. I mean, he's got an incredible arm. You know, he sits back there and you give him the time, it's going to be trouble for you. So, you know, we're just going to try to get after him as best as we can and get him uncomfortable, get him off of his spot, get him moving out of the pocket. Because, you know, I think what we've seen so far in the first four games is him sitting back there. And like I said, he's capable of making any throw on the field.
What do you make of the way their offense has been able to, without Teddy Bridgewater and obviously, as you just talked about with Sam, but with also without Adrian Peterson, still win all these games?
Yeah, they've done a good job. I think just collectively as a whole team too, special teams, defense, offense. Offense, they've protected the ball, and defense, they've gotten it. So, I mean, their turnover ratio is great. And that's really the one stat that has a direct correlation to winning and losing. So I think, you know, obviously that they've done a real good job and put a lot of emphasis on protecting the football. I think they've become a lot more balanced. You know, when you have someone like Adrian, you obviously try to get him the ball as much as you possibly can. But without him out, you know, they're spreading it around a bunch and, you know, they're getting to a lot of different guys, which is obviously making it tougher for a lot of teams.
You talk about winning the turnover battle, and are turnovers random? Like, how much control do you actually have over forcing a turnover?
There's a good amount. Obviously, sometimes you just, you know, get your hand on a ball and knock it out or a tip ball and it's interception, but a lot of them you have a lot of control over for sure.
It seems like that's been something you guys have been working on this year, like going after the football in the preseason, like a little extra, going for the strip at the end of
the game. We try to. You know, there's obviously a lot of drills and a lot of different things we do towards it. There's a ton of emphasis on trying to get it out. Anytime we get the ball back for offense, it's just a better chance for us to win.
I know it's just one game, but this would be a huge thing to pull off, a statement game, possibly.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, obviously, it's the next game, and it's the most important game we're scheduled because of that. We're playing a playoff football team on the road. So, yeah, it would be a statement. I don't know if I'd call it pulling off, but, I mean, it's just one of those things that it's going to be a big game for us, and it's the next big game, and obviously our intention is to win.
I guess that's a bad term, pulling off. But in light of what happened in New England, I mean, this team, it would be a huge uplift if you could go on the road. It was like Cincinnati last year.
Right. You know, but at the same time, you know, that's why you play the game. This is two good football teams going at it at their place, which will be difficult. But, you know, a challenge they're willing to accept. And, you know, obviously, like I said, the intention is to win the game.